CliffCentral.com. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Future CEOs. It's so good to be with you this afternoon. Luby, you're looking fantastic, and it's so good to be with you. We haven't been live on air for quite a while.
I missed it. I was actually saying to you earlier on, it's a bit crazy because we haven't done this in a while. So I'm just getting into the beat of introducing guests to the studios, taking pictures, prepping the show. You know what I mean? So it's good to be back in the game.
Well, I'm glad you're saying it's good to be back because I still don't feel like I'm prepared enough to introduce everyone who hasn't heard the show to the show. So over to you. Yes, it's over to you.
You know, Future CEOs, and what I love about it, we advocate and we catalyze and we amplify entrepreneurship in Africa, and especially South Africa. Me being a black female, I think it's the only way that we can really grow our economic value as South Africans and also reach our full potential. So this is the show to help young, ambitious entrepreneurs, and when I say young, no matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey, to grow your business and fast track your career.
No, that was very, very, very good.
Was that okay, guys?
That was great.
All right, so coming up in the show, we're going to be talking about business plans. And I think the question is, do I really need a business plan? So, you know, sometimes we get into these positions where we are, we overanalyze. What's it called? Analysis paralysis.
Love that.
Yeah, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then after the break, at halftime, I call it halftime, right? I can't get away from these sports things. At halftime, we're going to then swap over. And Luby and I, we were at the Sandton Convention Center a few weeks ago, and we had a very interesting conversation with some CEOs. And it's called Ask the CEO. And the live audience was able to interact with some CEOs and ask their burning career questions. So that's coming up after the break. But let's get into the show now. Well, I think we've introduced it, but what's your, when I say business plan, Luby, what do you think? What goes through your head?
Stress.
Okay.
Future prospects.
Okay.
Money, financial assistance.
Okay.
Rejection, and it being a document that I'll only use once in my life.
Well,
I'm throwing it out there.
Okay, very, very nice. Renee, when I say business plan, what goes through your head? Tell us a little bit, and then please introduce who you are.
Okay. When I think business plan, I think about research, I think about preparation, and I think about goal setting.
Okay, nice.
I work for a company called Business Partners. So we finance small to medium-sized businesses. So we live for business plans.
Mm. Okay.
And I think if you are going to approach an investor, a formal investor, you know, not your uncle or your mom or a friend, then a business plan is a non-negotiable, because that's the first thing we want to see.
Non-negotiable. That's important. Do you want to introduce our other guest?
Bahle. Ntlekele.
You see, I could never have said that.
Ntleke.
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 There we go.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you won a prestigious award. Tell us more about that and who you are and why you think you are an expert in our conversation today about business plans.
All right. I don't know about being an expert, but hi, everyone. My name is Bahle Ntleke. I started a company, or I'm planning working on it, called MBCO Podiatrists. So basically, I'm a podiatrist by profession, and
which is what? Just inform all of us who don't know. Just,
yeah, a podiatrist is a lower limb specialist, or a doctor, if you may call it. Mm-hmm. It's podiatry is basically a field in medicine that concentrates on the lower extremity.
Okay.
So people that are suffering from biomechanical problems, wounds, nail conditions, skin conditions.
Oh wow! Okay, so it's a whole range of different.
It's a whole range. So,
okay.
So what I basically did was I discovered that there's a market, obviously, big market, because a lot of people don't know about podiatry and what podiatrists do. And the company that we're from basically just works from an aspect of providing these services to corporates, big companies, corporates at their place of work. So an individual can get podiatry services brought to them.
MC Benzin.
At work.
Very
so
nice.
Basically, that's that. And with regards to just the business plan, that was a bit of a difficult thing, because business plans, it's now that I understand what it is, I actually appreciate what it is. At first, I had no idea what it was.
Yes.
When somebody said business plan, I said, what is that?
Okay.
And I eventually just overview what it basically is. It's a way in which you can communicate with your investor, with somebody that's willing to get business, you're willing to get business from, or you need to get business from. So it's a very essential cornerstone of business.
So later on, we want to ask the question around a business plan versus this idea of a lean approach methodology, a little bit of a hustle. Let's not go there just yet. But what I do hear you saying here is that a business plan is more than just this idea of putting your business idea, the opportunity onto paper. It's a way of qualifying that business opportunity for yourself, but then also for those who are potentially going to invest. Renee, you've said that already.
Exactly that. And I think if you think about, you know, your ideas that you have at 3 o'clock in the morning to start a business, it's one thing. But then when you put it down on paper, it becomes something completely different. You suddenly start asking yourself different questions. If you show it to people who are perhaps in experts in their industries or in that line of work or whatever, they can ask you questions and say, oh, but you haven't thought of that and you haven't thought of that. And you just realize how much research you have to do into this idea before you can start, before you can turn it into a business.
That's such a good point, Renee, because one of my studies as a personal trainer in year two, we had to write up a business plan. And, you know, it's all good and well in my head and, you know, the passion and the craft and what I can do. But when I had to put it into a business plan, if I had to go through with it, it would have been the perfect thing that I could have done for myself because I knew the numbers. I did my competitors. I did my research. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just think my pro for a business plan is the fact that it's a follow through. Once you know what you're doing, it's about that entrepreneur actually doing exactly what they put their head to.
Yes. And I think, you know, we've looked at some of the research, and those that have done the research, mainly overseas, have said that those who do a business plan are twice as likely to actually go through with it.
Correct.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can believe that.
Twice as likely.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, let's quickly talk about this idea of analysis paralysis, though.
Yeah.
Because that can happen. Luby, you were talking about how you qualified it, you put it down into paper. It almost felt like it was empowering you. But how much is then too much? Let's talk a little bit about that. Maybe the way that we should approach that is to, Buhle, maybe you can speak to us about, have you tried anything before doing this business without a business plan?
What made your business plan kick ass?
I actually have a story to tell you with regards to that.
Okay, lovely.
Initially, when I started and I had the idea, the one thing that Renee just said, I had the idea, it was there, it was in my mind, I had it, I already had thought up that this is what I'm going to do, I've had the steps, I had everything in my head, and I hadn't put anything down on paper.
Mm.
And I noticed that it took me something close to about 2 to 3 years for me to do anything.
I know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I didn't have anything on paper. And the most important thing that's just been brought across by Renee is that you have to have it down on paper.
Mm.
Put it down, write it down, because if you didn't write it down, it's as if it didn't happen.
Mm.
It's vital for you to have your ideas down on paper, write them down. And the nice thing that I picked up now, moving along from that story of not having a business plan to now, is once you have a business plan, it gives you the skeleton that you can now put meat on.
Mm.
As you go along, you bump into something, you weren't sure about it, you realize, oh no, size plays a factor, you jump in. You put that in, you go back, and then, you know, as you go about, it grows, and eventually it becomes this masterpiece, but it has to go through all these transitions first, these growth phases, and you're building on something. It doesn't just pop out and then you just have it working.
Mm.
I've been working, and to be honest, to all the other entrepreneurs out there,
so many people say, sorry about that, it's a living document.
There we go.
Absolutely.
It changes, it grows.
It grows.
Yeah.
It grows.
So, and that's so important.
So what we tend
love
to do
that.
Is, a lot of people will think, they usually just make it a fixed thing. So you write it up, and this is what I'm going to do. And it's done, it's finished. But the key is, this thing, it's growing, it's changing, like your business. It's like you, for example, you learn. You know, the funny thing about a business plan is, it'll even teach you things that you thought you knew.
Yeah.
But when you go into the in-depth, you realize you knew nothing about.
Where can we learn how to structure a business plan? Let's start there.
Business Partners has a website called the SME Toolkit South Africa.
Yeah.
And it's basically a how-to to start and grow your business. So anything and everything related to running a business. And there's a whole section in there called business planning and a whole category full of business plans.
Okay.
And it gives you hints and tips and articles, and there's actually a business plan template as well.
What are the characteristics that you know has to be crucial in every single business plan.
You know, I like that. What are those five key pieces of information that we need to be able to put into a business plan that you, as a funder, want to be able to see it?
Okay. I think definitely we want to see your market research. We want to know that you understand the market.
Yes.
And that you've identified a need for your product.
Yes.
So we want to know that. We want to know your marketing plan. So how are you going to get your product out there?
Yeah, yes.
And have you identified who your target market is?
I remember
We want to know who the management team of your business are and what they bring to the table.
Okay.
So Bartley is a podiatrist, but perhaps he's not so good on financials. So who's going to cover the financials in terms of the business, that kind of thing. And then last but not least, definitely your financials.
Correct.
So income numbers, statements, numbers, cash flow projections, and an annual balance sheet.
Can I now break that down and just put it?
Absolutely.
What I did was.
You've been selected as a finalist in this competition. So
I thought you won.
He won the regionals, Gauteng.
Okay.
So now the next step is that he will represent Gauteng in the regionals, and we choose a national winner. Okay,
Come on, you got this.
Thanks, guys. Just to break down, for me, if you ask anybody who's in business what five things they need, they come up with all these fancy terms. And sometimes, us entrepreneurs, the small guys, we get lost.
Yeah.
We get lost. So, my five basically would be simple. A business plan just needs to tell whoever's reading it who you are, what do you do, how do you plan to do it, what makes you different, number one.
And then how much money you're going to make.
And
right?
Five... your financials. Yeah. So the difficult thing that I had was number five.
Number financials. Mamela Putbatle, do you know what they said? One of the dragons, which one?
You mean on our show?
On the reality show.
Could have been Gil, could have been Lebo.
No, the other small black lady.
Paulo.
Paulo. She always says, and you know she's everywhere, and she always says, never allow somebody else to write your business plan, because when I ask about the financials, you've got to know the numbers.
Absolutely.
That's all that she says. She says, don't tell me anything about the numbers.
And we want to see that it's realistic, that you've thought it through. You know, I think definitely you need to get help, somebody with a more financial background. But definitely understand your numbers, because we're going to ask you about it. We're going to ask you, where did you come up with that scenario? How are you going to get those 100 customers? And why would they pay what you feel they're going to pay for your product? So we want to know your thinking behind all of it and your research. Is this practical to what the market is prepared to pay, for example, for your product? How do you know that? What is the research that you've done? So absolutely,
Should we be intimidated by this, Renee? Because I feel so intimidated. Like my heart is like this, thinking, oh my God, you know? it's a sure thing to do it, and then the avenue of me actually starting it and going following through is higher, but I get a bit anxious about the business plan.
I think it's good preparation, because being an entrepreneur is definitely not for the faint-hearted.
Correct.
And
I just want to interrupt. Can you repeat that, please? Because I think too many people think that they can be entrepreneurial overnight, and that's not really actually how it works.
No. It's not. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, a lot of research, a lot of thinking, a lot of soul-searching. You know, you've got to have a good support system, so your family and your friends around you. You've got to have a network of people that are going to help you move this business forward. So, for example, people who have successful businesses, people who are experts in the industry. You know, I'm a very big fan of mentorship. So if you can find someone, especially if you've never run a business before, if you can find somebody who can walk with you on that journey, it's priceless.
Right.
It's priceless.
The one thing that I benefited, I feel, from business partners was going back to the financials thing. I think that was the hardest thing for me. It was so difficult, because now you have to change what you're thinking. A lot of people don't realize that the entrepreneur goes in there, has got an idea, knows that this is what I need to add to this, and it'll work. But financials now are sort of a way in which your business lives, how it functions. And if you don't know how to explain that, it creates such difficulty. it's so difficult now for you to substantiate, to basically explain certain things that are happening in your business.
And if you're looking at a business that has a certain kind of volume attributed to it, 10 cents over a million sales is a significant amount of money if you don't have the ability to furnish that.
Absolutely.
And financial management is key to running a successful business. So the business plan is the start. It's where you gain your understanding. And then when you're running your business, if you don't have a good financial management system in place and you don't understand it, you're going to struggle. Yeah, that's just the reality.
Is there such a thing called a less formal business plan? Like something
like
you know what I mean? Not as demanding. Is there such?
I think that there is.
Sorry. Are you asking this because is it because you don't want to commit to something, or are you lazy? Why are you asking this question?
Because honestly, I think that once you write your business plan, you've got to be so real and honest about your insights of what you want to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think that will actually make you, as I said before, carry on and follow through with your business or not.
Okay.
So I actually think it's the ultimate commitment.
I think
to
it is
your future and your future plan.
It's your first big step.
Correct.
And once it's done, now you've got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you mentioned something earlier that when you think about business plans, you think about something you look at once. And it is so not. Mm. It is a dynamic document. You look at it all the time. You know, you can't plan for everything. And there's no such thing as a perfect plan.
Yeah.
So if you're going to spend a year doing your business plan, you know, business is happening. You know, people are doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're missing the boat.
Correct. Correct.
So you can always go once you've started, once you have your first customer, once you've made your first sales, you can always go back and say, okay, I overestimated here, or I underestimated there, or I need to change this.
I think to your question, which is now we can develop the plan further, because maybe there's a soft start, but I don't think that there is any room to say, no, I'm not going to go the full 100% in my planning, because poor planning really means poor execution.
To be honest, though, I believe that if you have a less formal or a less serious, it sort of robs you of everything that you need. Your business plan needs those things. Those are fundamentals. You know, I did not believe in it.
I want to rephrase what you just said. You said your business plan needs it. Your business needs it.
You need it.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, at first, you know, when I sat down to write it and to understand it, I thought, why do they need to? And always ask yourself why.
Mm.
And when you realize why, you need to understand your market, understand your financials, then you understand that this is actually needed. It's there. And should you not include that in your business plan? You're robbing your business, you're robbing yourself of actually what your business, the entire potential and everything it's capable of.
Gareth, you said earlier on the show that those people who went about their business without a business plan, their small businesses failed within the first year or two, correct?
Well, we were chatting a little
off
air about some of the alarming statistics. And so 80% of all startups or small businesses that do start, they'll fail within, I think, the first 5 years. Is that, Renee? Yeah,
unfortunately, yes.
And
two to 5 years.
I guess we really could attribute that to poor planning. Maybe there's going to be poor execution and there's going to be funding issues. But all of that comes back to this idea of a business plan and how you saw the future rolling out in your business plan. But Renee, I want to challenge you a little bit here, because all over the world we have the lean methodology being rolled out.
What does lean mean?
It's a case of you going out into the market and testing your product in the market to see if it's viable, and then building your business from that particular point. So it almost says, you know, the business plan can be an evolving document, but it mustn't be your highest priority. I think we must try to find the balance between the lean methodology and a solid business plan method. What are your thoughts? You're going to be pro business plans.
I am going to be pro business plans, because I've seen what the thinking and, you know, trying to figure things out. I've seen what it does for entrepreneurs and how far it brings them in their business thinking.
Mm.
I think that they're fundamentals, you know, your market research, analyzing your competitors, seeing what they're doing, what is going to set me apart from them. being able to explain that. Who am I going to bring together to make this business work? And, you know, what am I going to price the product at? Who am I going to target for my marketing? How am I going to market it? If you think about that, that's a business plan. But it doesn't have to be, you know, a formal 100-page document. Yeah, yeah. We see 100-page business plans, and that's ridiculous.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know, so we're not reading 100 pages, to be quite honest with you.
So where should we cap it?
I would say anywhere from 10 to 20.
Okay, yeah. That's doable.
Okay, so yeah, a minimum of 10 pages worth of detail.
Yeah, keeping in mind that that includes your financials, which should be about 4 to 5 pages.
Yeah.
So a very basic gist of what this business is about. Remember that we're going to call you in.
Correct.
If we like what we see, we're going to call you in. We're going to ask you about certain things, go into more detail about this. So you've also got to think about your pitch, you know, your business pitch, because I want to see this entrepreneur that has put this plan together and that's going to make this business work, and how he explains it to me. But,
exactly,
you know, your business
Paula
plan
said.
Is the first impression. It's the first impression that we get of you.
Well, I'm just thinking to myself, imagine I put a business plan together and I haven't taken it anywhere because I'm not trying. I want to test it in the market, maybe a little bit of a lean methodology there. But then a year later, I look at that business plan and we're on track. Our forecasts are moving in the right, our finances are moving in the right direction against our forecasts. And I go to you, Renee, and I say, look at what we've been able to do. Give us funding. If we have a business plan basis that you see is unfolding the way that we've predicted it will, because that's really what it is, it's a prediction, right?
Yeah.
Then you're likely to talk to us, surely?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because it shows some track record, it shows some appetite for risk, that you were willing to risk it and go into the business. It shows that there's a market for the business. So definitely, if you can show that this business works, we're going to take you a lot more seriously.
Oh, very, very nice.
Yeah, no, it's true. Basically, your business plan is, on paper, it's the most important thing. If somebody doesn't know you and you just had to drop off, you had the opportunity to just give them your business plan and walk off, it's your pitch. What the person reads, what the investor reads, is it's important. And obviously, bombarding the business plan with 100 pages, 200 pages, it's a bit too much. I mean, any investor, anybody goes through that, and they just go from what it does to the financials.
I think it's Clive Butker. He's been on our show a few times. Great guy. He says he doesn't read past the executive summary, which should only be one page.
Yes.
And he'll look at the rest of it only after, if he's convinced with that first page.
Absolutely. The executive summary is everything. You know, and we often...
What does that entail, Renee?
It's a summation of what you're going to find in the business plan.
Okay.
So it's already an explanation of what this business is.
All right.
And how you're going to make money, that there's a need for the product, who is going to help you implement this business. And we always tell people, write it at the end. You know, once you have a broad overview of what everything looks like, then you can summarize it into a one page, you know, document that could possibly stand alone.
I started with it.
Did you?
Yeah. For me, it gave me an idea of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I knew that if the this is what I need to do. This is where I need to
end. I need to populate it.
No, I just need to, fill it. That's exactly that.
I guess we mustn't look at the executive summary again as a single document that you only touch once. You're gonna draw it up. You're gonna populate it, and based on the continued research that you do, you're gonna adjust accordingly as well. Libby, how are you feeling about doing a business plan after this conversation?
Can you see me looking into space? I'm actually feeling a lot better, and I'm feeling more confident that if I really want to do something properly, let's start off with great planning. And that's like really entrepreneurial spirit of walking the walk and talking the talk.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Final words,
and you don't have to be intimidated by the business plan.
Okay, okay.
These are important things that you're going to have to think about and do some research on to figure out whether this business is going to work, whether it's viable. So if you take it step by step, you know, if you write it section by section and put everything together, and you have to tie it up at the end. And I think that's where Bartley's business plan impressed us, is that they tied it up very nicely, how each element was going to fit together, the technical stuff, the marketing stuff, and brought it all together so that we could see, okay, this is exactly how this business is going to work, and this is how they're going to make their money. And, you know,
Were you blown away?
I truly believe in the business plan, and I know exactly how this business is going to work.
Very, very nice. Barclay, okay. A final word from you. To final all of our, to our future CEOs community who are looking to you and saying, he's a winner.
I'm looking at you. Yeah. Give your advice.
Exactly.
Give me advice.
To be honest.
Always be honest.
When you jump into business or any sort of a venture, don't be scared to learn. There's going to be things that you don't know.
Mm.
Things that you may discover along the way, and you're going to be like, I should have known. If only I could have. And that's just basically what business is. Don't be scared to learn. Don't be scared to trip and fall. Sleepless nights, sacrifice. It's key. So one of the things that you should always do as well is try to just balance the amount of time that you use on planning and implementing. Always have that balance. Try to do it. It's difficult. Sometimes you implement too much without planning. Disaster. Sometimes you plan too much without implementing. It also doesn't work. So for anybody that wants to jump into business, you're more than welcome. It's a doable thing. It's not difficult. It doesn't need anything but just pure dedication, and all the best, guys.
No, very, very nice.
Where can we learn how to find and formulate a business plan again, Renee?
So it's the SME Toolkit South Africa. The web's address is southafrica.smetoolkit.org.
I'll definitely be using that.
Now, just very quickly, a final word from our side. We, on an ongoing basis, are receiving funding requests from individuals. They email us out of the blue randomly. But what's so frustrating is that people are asking for funding, but they don't give any kind of substance whatsoever. Mm. If you want funding, put a business plan together. If you can convince someone without even meeting them face to face that your business is viable through a business plan, then you're in real business.
True.
So we will going to take a break, and then we will be chatting to some CEOs, asking them about their career, getting some insights from them. How did they become who they are? And if you're interested in becoming a CEO, you mustn't miss the show, which is coming to you right after this.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.